Hello listeners, welcome to the podcast, The English Tea. I'm your host Anushka here at Cole Radio. And today, we are diving into some fun but very important word choices, discover versus invent. Think you know the difference? Well, let's explore together. Alright, picture this. You're at a dinner party and someone says, a scientist discovered a new machine. Would you jump in to correct them or would you let it slide? Well, the answer lies in the understanding the difference between discover and invent. Let's break it down. When you say someone invents something, they have created something brand new, something that didn't exist before. For example, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Before that, if you wanted to talk to someone far away, you were out of luck. Similarly, Thomas Edison invented the electric bulb, lighting up our lives, literally. Now, let's talk about discover. This is when you find something that's already there but wasn't known before. Think about it. Pirates hide treasure, and one day someone discovers it. The treasure already existed. It was just waiting to be found. Here's another example. Sir Isaac Newton discovered the laws of gravitation. He didn't invent gravity. It was already pulling apples to the ground long before Newton showed up. What he did was observe, understand, and explain it to the world. Here's a quick quiz for you. If an astronomer finds a new star, would you say they discovered it or invented it? If you said discovered, you're absolutely right. That's because the star was already there and twinkling away. The astronomer didn't create it. They just found it. So, why does this distinction matter? Because the way we use words shapes how we understand the world. Using the right word, discover or invent, not only improves our communication but also gives credit where it's due. Now, let's throw in a little fun. Have you ever heard of the phrase cast iron stomach? It's a humorous way to describe someone who can eat anything without getting sick. Whether it's overcooked, undercooked or just plain terrible food. For example, a traveling salesman might need an iron cast stomach to survive all the questionable meals on the road. Speaking of terrible food, have you ever discovered that a friend is a less than stellar cook? Well, congratulations, you have made a very common, though not so pleasant discovery. Just don't forget your cast iron stomach if you ever eat at their place. Here's a fun challenge for you. Think of a time when you've either discovered something or invented something. Maybe you found an old book hidden in your house, that's a discovery. Or maybe you created a brand new recipe. Voila, an invention. Reflect on it and you'll start to notice these words everywhere. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to share it and subscribe to Cole Radio. Until next time.